Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Mishnayis, learning Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Han Zavel and Parabas Pinchas. We're holding Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. That is Ve'elo Ochle Min HaTorah. The following workers, in the following scenarios we'll see, have a right to eat while they're working Midaraisa. Midaraisa, this type of worker in this type of situation has to be allowed to eat from the produce with which he's working. Ha'ose b'mechubar l'karka, one who is working with that which is attached to the ground, so he's dealing with a tree, let's say, whatever it is, b'shas gemar malacha, and the work that he's doing is the action, really, that completes the job, v'talush min hakarka, and if he'd be working with something that's attached to the ground, so that's one scenario. If he's working with something that's attached to the ground, and he is detaching it, he is finishing the job, or if he's working with something already detached from the ground, ad shalonik min malachto, in a scenario that does not complete the job. And these are all with something that grows from the ground. Okay, the Rav will elaborate on what this all means. And the following do not eat midiraisa anyway. They don't have a right to eat. One who is dealing with that which is attached to the ground. But he's not finishing any job. I mean, you say he's working a tree, but he's not picking any fruits off of it, let's say. He's just doing some work on the tree. Or he's dealing with that which is already detached from the ground, but the work has already been done. We'll see a case that he's dealing with the fruits in some organizational, managerial way. There's nothing to do with making them edible or usable. It's already been done. Or altogether in something that doesn't grow from the ground, he won't be able to take from those items as he's working with them. So says the Rav here, Ve'elu po'alim, the following workers, ochli min haTorah. Masha Oskimbo. They eat midaraisa from that which they are busy with. So if we said, if he's dealing with something which is attached to the ground, and it's the time of Gemar Malacha, what's Gemar Malacha, finishing the work? Kishetoshin Oso. That means when he is detaching it. The job is pick these grapes off the vine. Biksiv Ve'alkel Yecholositein. When it says the heter of a worker to eat foods while he's working, it says you can eat them, but don't put them into your kli, into your vessel or basket. So we understand from that that's Bishah She'atanosein L'kelav Shabbat Abayis Ata'ochel. Meaning, what's going on? You apparently are putting an item into the basket, to the kli, the basket of the Baal Abayis, and saying, but don't put it into your own basket. Don't take it home. So you can eat, but not take it home. But it's a time where you're putting these detached items, you're detaching items and putting them into a basket. So that's when you detach them from the ground. That was if they're attached. Now, uvatolush, if you're already dealing with something that's detached, min hakarka, from the ground. Vimis ase b'davar atolush, if you're busy with something detached. Ochel ba'osa davar, you eat that thing, atchlo nigma malach delamaisa. Up until a point when it is considered to be finished for miser purposes. Every type of food has a certain point where the food is treated a certain way, gathered into a pile or what have you. In miser, so it talks about it. And at that point, you'd have to stop. Imu bar meiser, if it's something that meiser applies to. Ad shelo nigmar malach d'lechala, or until the work is done, that would bring it to a chiyuv of chala, imu bar chala, if it's that type of thing, which basically means a dough. So that would be any type of grain that's going to be made into a dough, right? Once the dough is made, that would be gemar malach, and now it has a chiyuv of chala. So all these cases, again, working with something detached from the ground, you can only eat from it up until the point that now has become finished, that a chiyuv meiser or chala would apply to it, and at that point you have to stop eating it. The Amar Kag, as the pasuk says, lo sachsim shor b'disho. This is going to be a source for both these halachas about something attached and something detached. There's a general lav in Parshas Kiseitz, if I'm not mistaken. It says, lo sachsim shor b'disho. Yeah? It says that you cannot muzzle your ox while it threshes. You have an ox, it has to be allowed to eat from the produce with which it's working. It's walking on top of to separate the bad parts of the wheat, the chaff, whatever it would be, from the good part. So at that point, you can't muzzle him. You have to let him eat as he's working. From the fact that the Torah didn't write it in a more natural way to write it, which would be, do not thresh while muzzled. Don't thresh muzzled. It said, don't muzzle, made an action of the person. You, the person, don't muzzle the ox. So, Shema mina la kushe chosem lenechsam, lenechsam lechosem. It causes a hekish between the one muzzling, to the one, which is the person, to the one being muzzled, which is the animal, and the other way around also. just as the ox, which is being muzzled, right? So it eats detached foods when it does its malacha. That's what's going on here. It's trampling a bunch of detached kernels in order to separate the unuseful parts. So it's going to eat. It's doing that malacha, and it eats. So too, the muzzler, which would be a human being, in a different scenario, where he'd be working, Shu Adam, he's a person, he eats attached things when he does malach with them. Then the Rav doesn't spell out the rest of the comparison. Other Mefarshim bring that the other part is that a person eats from Mechuber, so to a shor can he eat Mechuber. That would mean that if you know that a human being from the other parts we brought, Vel Kelly Chalosita, and he's obviously detaching things, it means he's working with something attached. So to a shore, this halacha would apply also to a shore if he's working with something attached. For some reason, you want your animal to work with some attached grain and do something to it. He also have to be allowed to eat from them. Oma daish miyuchad, just as threshing is a very particular action, didn't say, don't do any malacha muzzled, right? It said specifically this malacha of threshing. Davrishu gidule karka, that's about something that grows from the ground. Vlognam malachta lemaiser, and it's also not a finished product. It hasn't finished its malacha to be chayv maiser yet. It's still raw wheat and not brought into any sort of pile. Vashas gemar malacha pol ochobo, right? And at that time of gemar malacha, a worker can eat it. Av kol davrishu gidule karka, vlognam malachta lemaiser, kashu bashas gemar malacha pol ochobo. So you learn out that whole thing. Daish again, right? Daish is the thing that you're trampling it. If this item would be gemar malacha, then a worker can eat it. So too, that's the claw you went out to everything. Something has to grow from the ground, and it's right now. It doesn't have Gemar Malacha for Meiser, and if a person is working at it at the time of the Gemar Malacha, he can eat from it. Yeah, so this is all Yotze HaCholev VaMechabetz VaMegabin. This all excludes a milker. Mechabetz, I believe, is someone also working with dairy. Perhaps he makes the whey. VaMegabin is a cheesemaker. Those don't grow from the ground. Also, someone whose job is to separate dates that have stuck together. They are already made for meiser. It's already a finished food. It just got stuck together. So at that point, you already passed up the chiyuv and it's detached. So there'd be no heter to eat. Also, one who is weeding out garlic and onions. So what they used to do is shemeser hakatanim sheinim gedein la'olam. You remove the small ones that will never become ripe. They don't grow. Mibein ha'achem from amongst the other ones laharchiv makom legedon, to allow more space for the large produce, the large onions and garlic. Shein zushas gemar malacha. That's also not gemar malacha. That's before gemar malacha. It hasn't come to a status of being ready to be used. Shekol elu kiyotz behen ein pol ocha behen. All of those cases, anything like it, the worker doesn't eat from. Okay, so that's the Rav, is really the Ramaska there was going on in the first part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah seemingly was a straight contrast to the first part. Where does he not eat? All these cases, if it's not connected to the ground, if it's connected to the ground, but already it's not Gemar Malacha, if it's detached, if it's after Gemar Malacha, and if it's something that doesn't grow from the ground. It says Mishnah Gimel. Hayose Biyodov Avalob Biragov. Let's say the work was being done with his hands, but not his feet. Biragov Avalob Biyodov, or his feet. He's stamping on grapes or something, but not his hands. A filo b'ksefo, or even if the work is with his shoulders, just lifting something. Hariza ocho, all these types of works, they give the right to the worker to eat from the produce. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Amar Achiyasa b'yad v'ragel. Rabbi Yosef says no. He says that you have to be using your hands and legs. Where does he get that from? Says the Rav Achiyasa b'yad v'ragel. Mashor b'yad v'ragel. Our whole source over here we just said was this halacha about an ox. An ox is trampling wheat. Right, so he's using his hands and feet. Af pol biyodav raglov, so to a worker has to be using his hands and feet to be able to eat. The ha'iskish chosel lenechsan, that's part of the ekish, he understands, of the muzzler to the muzzlee. The ain halacha k'rabbi Yosi b'rabbi Yehuda. However, the halacha is not like that. It doesn't matter what the work is, what part of the body the worker is using, he'll get to eat from the produce with which he's working. Says Mishnah Dalet, ha'yosa bat te'inim, if his work was to work the fig trees, or figs, that doesn't entitle him to eat grapes, even if the Baal Bais also owns them and they're nearby and everything, he still wouldn't be able to eat them. But if his work is specifically with grapes, so he can't eat the figs. However, he can hold back his hunger, hold himself back, until he gets to a place where he knows that over there is better figs or better grapes, and he can eat over there. He doesn't have to go with his natural hunger and eat wherever he's hungry, eat from that produce. He can wait until he gets to a better spot if he wants. Right? And All of these are only at the time of Shas Malacha, right? While you're working. Yeah, you can't go back to the field after hours or whatever it be, doesn't help. Of Mishum Hashivela Balim Amru, however, it did say that because of the inyan of returning a lost object to the owner, that means the general concept of having his workers work as consistently as possible and not wasting time. So for that sake, they said, Hapolim Ochlem Bahalichosre Omen La Omen. Allow the workers also to eat from walking from one row of produce or of a field to another one. Even though midaraisa, you only eat when you're working, and at this point you're not working. But they allowed that to happen so the worker won't have to stop and go take a break and go get some food outside of the field. He can stay at the field, keep eating, keep working. Vachizirasa minagas, and also from when they come back from a wine vat they can eat, even though they're not really working. Vachamor kashi porekis, and also a donkey that's allowed to eat. It's allowed to eat while you're working with the donkey. So when it's hiparekis, when it's the load is being removed from and it's not working, but they allowed the donkey to keep eating at that time. So says the Rav, Minei hashev el labailam. Rav is all on this last idea that because of the inyan of returning a lost object literally to an owner, shalivatam alachto v'yochab. Again, that means the idea of not having a worker be batel from his malacha and have to go eat. They let him eat on the job. So they said, Amru polim ochlim alichasen me'omin la'omin. Workers can eat when they're walking from row to row. Kishigamru shorizu, when he finishes this row in the field, v'holchim ahaskel v'chavert, and going to start the next one. V'avagav dahi shaita lav shas malachihi. At that time, he's not doing any work. But still, nichalei l'ba'a bayis v'ha, the ba'a bayis would prefer that rather than the worker have to leave the work site and go eat. V'chamor kishiparekis, and a donkey when it is being unloaded. That means that it's allowed to eat from the load that's on its back. If it has produce on its back and it can somehow turn its neck around to be able to eat it, it's allowed to do that until that load is removed. Right? So even though it sounds like really the whole time maybe the donkey wouldn't have been allowed to, I mean, the thing is on its back. Or maybe the word is that it would be allowed to while it's moving, while it's standing still and being unloaded, it wouldn't be allowed to. But in any event, it's allowed to the whole time. Thank you for listening.